I want you to know my daughter wrote that song. I don't know where she is, but she wrote that song. We have a speaker tonight, or a talker, and I think you'll enjoy her. I do, but of course, I'm a little prejudiced because she took all my intelligence. Now I have to live brainless. But I'm very proud to say it is my daughter, and I'm very proud of her. And she works for God in so many, many, many ways, so many ways. She was on the speaking circuit for religions across just wherever church would open a door for her. And she spoke whatever that religion was believing, because there's only one God. And he's part of all of us, because God is love. So, yes, she came out to see if she can keep me from falling down in the middle of the night and not being able to get up. Oh, I've tried that. That's what work got her out here. See, that's my fingers don't work anymore, you know. Oh, I paid a big price to get her out here. But she lives in Tennessee, and I'm very thankful to get her to come up and share some of her thoughts with us. And that is, you can call her anything you want. Cindy, Andy, Cynthia, like I named her Cynthia. Call her whatever you want, but this is my second daughter, second oldest daughter, Andy Landis.
I'm so sorry. I always feel like I should apologize because my mom just gushes and it's kind of embarrassing. And I'm sorry. But I've been thinking so much about you. And your faces go in front of my eyes so many times. And I don't always know your names, but your hearts and your spirits and your stories and the way that you come together to support one another comes to me often. You come to me often because you're my mom's family when I'm not here. When my sisters and I talk about, you know, what we want for her, I mean, she's 88 after all. We do now and then think, you know, one of us would like to have her with us. I would like to take her with me. But she doesn't want to leave you. I know I've told you that before. But you just don't know how much we appreciate you. I can't tell you how much we appreciate you. And I'm the only daughter that likes to speak in front of other people. I'm the only one who sings and speaks and writes. And so I'm the one to tell you that we ask God to bless you all the time. Thank you for being here, for hearing her, for learning from her, for loving her, and for watching out for her. I get phone calls from some of you and texts from you and emails, and it means so much to us. So I'm sorry. I don't know why you always make me cry when I come here. Sorry. Okay, see, I'm apologizing again. Okay. All right. So that song, God Use Me, is a prayer, and I co-wrote that. I didn't write that on my own. I co-wrote it with someone who writes a lot of songs. And it's a prayer of my heart. And when I hear that someone's struggling with cancer or is having trouble with their children or is just having a hard time, I think that song and I think, oh God, I want to tell you something. Will you listen to me, please? I'm only what you see, and I am not perfect, and I am broken just like everyone else, but I'm asking you, God, to use me. I'm not finished. You're not done with me. I'm not perfect, but I really, really care, and I really, really want to be used by God to love And I want to tell you that if that's the prayer of your heart in any way, in any shape, in any form, it doesn't have to be the exact words that I say, but if your hope and your desire is to be used by God to make this world just a tiny bit better for maybe one person, maybe more, if that's the prayer of your heart, I promise you that God will hear you and he will use you. I know that I often tell you this because I'm coming a lot more since mom's doing this and falling in the town and taking her doctor's appointments and all those kinds of things. I know that I tell you, I know you've heard me tell you this before, but there is not one day that goes by that you don't matter. Not one minute. There's not one day, not one minute, not a second that you can't make a difference, even if it's just saying, God, use me for your good. It doesn't matter what politics I am. It doesn't matter how tall I am. It doesn't matter what color I am or if I can talk well. There are so many stories about people who, Moses himself, you know, was a stutterer apparently and had a hard time talking in front of people, and he was used to change the history of the Jewish people. There's so many people who are imperfect who make a difference, and I consider myself one of those, because my greatest desire is to love so stupidly much that I annoy people. I want to love. I mean, I am not even kidding when I tell you this. My ex-husband used to say, and this maybe this is partly why we're not married anymore, but whatever. He used to say, Andy, you have to stop touching people. You're going to get arrested. Because, you know, you start by saying, oh, I like your necklace, and then you rub their shoulder, and before you know it, you know? I mean, how many times? I am invasive. I invade people's space. And I do it with love. And they, you know what? I don't think I've ever had, maybe, I think I do now remember one person that backed up. And I just stepped in. I just got closer because I thought, oh, I'm so sorry, but I'm supposed to love you. Because obviously, if you sat next to me on the subway, hello. I mean, this is why we're people. Now, there's so many ways you can reach people. You don't actually have to touch them like I do. But when someone sits next to you on a bus or in a church or at your job or at the diner or at the movie theater or at the doctor's office or in a courtroom, when that person sits next to you, you just say, okay, God, I think that person, you sat them next to me because you know I'm going to love them. And even if you don't say anything and you just comfort them with the way you look at them or the way you listen to them or the way you smile at them or the way you pray for them, even if that's all you do, that is so much more than what most people do. Do you know that? Do you know that most people walk around going, get out of my face. You're driving too slow. You're moving too slow. You're bothering me. You're too loud. You're too that. And people are thinking that about you. People definitely think that about me. But if you just go around thinking thoughts, and prayer particularly has power. They've proven that when people are sick, you know, you probably all know this, but they did some tests years ago, and they had people who were in the hospital, and the people in the hospital didn't know. But there were people, some people were being prayed for, and some people were not being prayed for. And it's a fact that the people being prayed for, even though they didn't know they were being prayed for, got better faster. Or got better, and the others didn't. Now, I'm thinking, well, those poor people that they didn't pray for, that's just terrible. I would have broken the rules. I'm sure I would have paid for both parties, because I wouldn't have been able to just pray for those. So that's why they didn't ask me. But prayer matters. Your prayers matter. And there are different kinds of prayers, and I want to talk just a little bit about that. They're the prayers that mom talks about, that no matter what you say, no matter what you're walking around, and God's overhearing all you're saying. God over here is our angels over here. The saints and angels all hear what we're saying and kind of pretty much can read our faces and they know what we're thinking. But believe me, my face is very, my you can tell, right? My face is like when I'm in a bad mood, which is not very often, but I'm like, but when I'm in a, like, my face shows you pretty much what I'm thinking. Although I have that acting training, so I can pretend if I have to. But there are ways that you can pray without stopping and praying. But I want to liken it to this. Like, you can be sitting at a table and overhear people talking. And God overhears us talking. But then there are ways that you turn to God and pray to God, and then you're talking to God. And that's when I hear God the most. Well, yeah. When I hear God the most is when I am talking to God with my whole human self. Now those kinds of prayers are different. Those kinds of prayers, they're still powerful. They're still powerful when you say, I'm praying for you. That's very, very powerful. But when you say, I'm praying for you, and then you stop and you pray right then and there, there is a lot of power. We have a lot more power. You have a lot more power than you remember, than you know. You are powerful people. You have power. Love is power. Love casts out all fear. Love can change the world. It's not just in a song. It's not just in our books. It's true. It's true. There's historical markers through the ages where people have put themselves in front of tanks and put themselves in front of other people who've rescued people that were in a fire and who are drowning. And people do these things for the love of life itself. You have life in you. You are a walking electrical circuit. Do you know that? Your whole body is racing and alive with electrical vibrations. And I know I told you this before, and I don't mean to be redundant, but it's absolutely true, and it's amazingly fascinating that you're walking around with an electrical current. The earth has an electrical current. You might, some of you remember that I talked about taking off your shoes, getting on the earth, being reconnected to where we came from, the soil, the earth. It's filled with life. Don't forget. So when you remember, plug yourself back into the earth and remember that you are a walking electrical tower, ready for messages, ready to give, ready to make a difference. You are ready to, and I know you've heard it, and I know sometimes you forget, and I know, I don't want to sound repetitive, but doggone it, it's really, it's worth repeating. You are not weak. You are not forgotten. You are not alone. You are not the only ones who hurt and get confused and want to change the world and feel overwhelmed. You're not. But not only that, you are like a lightning rod for love. For love. Just when you wake up in the morning, love is ready to take over your heart. But you have to want it. You have to ask for it. And most importantly, you have to give it out. It's like if you can shut yourself off, or you can let it flow, and it will make you weird. It will kind of make you weird. But what a great way to be weird. I really believe that some people do drugs and get drunk and don't know who they are, forget who they are, do stupid things to themselves because they so want love and don't know how to get it. Your job, my job, is to love them, even if you don't know them, even if you don't know their names. You can just look at them and say, man, isn't it a beautiful day? Wow, what a beautiful day. We're so lucky we get to live in this beautiful day. We're so blessed. Aren't you an amazing work of art? Look at you. Look at how beautiful you are. Honestly, have you ever seen somebody that you couldn't say that to truly? What an amazing work of art every single person is. What an amazing work of science and art and color and fragrance. every single person, every single living thing is. I only just wanted to remind you of that. Because you're all seeking God, and that's why you're here, that sets you apart. So you can't do that halfway. You can't just halfway want to know God. It's kind of like putting one foot in the car and leaving the door open with the foot on, and then stepping on the gas with the other. It just doesn't work. And you'll get hurt. It'll hurt. So just jump in. There's nothing to be afraid of. God is absolutely trustworthy. God is absolutely love. God is absolutely powerful. God is absolutely for you. God wants good for you. God has plans for you, and they're good. And God looks at you every single day. There's the scripture in the Bible, and I don't know where it is, but it says that every hair on your head is counted. That every tear you've ever cried is saved. That you truly are not forgotten in any way. That all of your pain, all of your sorrow, and all of your joy means everything to the great Creator. Now, if that's true, every single person matters equally as much. And for me, and for my mom, and for a lot of other people, love is so important, and it matters so much that we try to live it, and we fail all the time. We fail. I fail all the time. You know, I fail all the time. But not most of the time. Most of the time. I can tell you, most of the time, I love. That's awesome. And I want you to know, I mean, I've done some amazing things in my lifetime. I've recorded and traveled the world and written a book, and I write plays, and I've written songs. I've been in the studio. I've done really cool things. I've also had a lot of miserable things happen. I've had cancer. I've been raped. I've had a lot of stuff like that. All of that stuff. But I truly believe that every single thing, if I do everything, even recover and forgive and work hard to love the other person next to me when he or she has cancer, when I'm focused outside myself, I can tell you the most amazing thing that I've ever done is to mostly love. Not every day, not every single moment of my life, but I can tell you truly that I mostly love, and that I wouldn't trade that for anything. So I want you to know that I'm not taking my mom back with me to Tennessee to keep her, even though I would like to. So if she doesn't come back, you'll just have to come and find me. But I know, and my sisters know, that her work, her God work, and you, and everything that she's imparting to you, and the ways that she loves you, and the way that you love her, is the most important thing to her. We're important, and just for the record, I'm her favorite. My other sisters, you know, they do, but they hear this. So they know it's true. And they're not here. If they wanted to deny it, they could show up, right? They could. So, you know, we all want to have her with us. We all want to do that. But this work, you mean that much to me. This work means that much, that we can tell people that God is love, that they're worthy of love, that they're beautiful, that they're amazing creations, that there's a purpose for their lives. And if we are those messengers, then we got to tell it. We got to say it. We got to be brave. We have to be willing to be loving, even when it can be a little uncomfortable. And we've got to do that, asking God always for the wisdom and to know when to step in and step back, and to know when to speak and when not to, and to know when just to touch someone and when not to, and to know when to tell them how amazing they are. And so your goal is, if you can wake up every day and just say, today, I'm going to just mostly love. I'm going to spend most of my day loving life itself, loving myself, loving other people, and loving God, and loving this incredible journey that we're on together. I'm on this journey with you. I'm on this journey with you. I'm seeking truth. I'm seeking honesty. I'm seeking integrity, wisdom. But most of all, I'm seeking love. So thank you. Thank you. Just thank you. And thank you for always remembering to sing my song. It really means a lot to me. You have no idea. And I know my mom could, like, you know, twist your arm to make you do it. But still, I'm very, very thankful. And please don't forget that we don't forget you. Thank you.
My goodness. She wasn't sure she wanted to talk tonight. I shouldn't think she had anything to say. What do you say, George? No, you've never heard me rant and rave like that. I'm always I just kind of let thoughts slip out gently. George. It's always nice to have somebody that's pickable. Thank you, honey. Thank you. Yep, she works for God in so many, many, many ways.